are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate. Joining me first up from the Peer Players, we've got Megan and Kim. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for being here on a beautiful morning.
Absolutely.
A nice stretch here of some good weather. And, you know, that makes people want to get out and do things. And you've got some more dates for Jake's Women coming up.
Yeah, we do. We have three more performances this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Doors open at 7 o'clock and performances start at 7:30 each night.
So tell us a little bit about, for folks who haven't heard, what is Jake's Women about?
Well, Jake's Women is the story about a writer from New York kind of going through some marital crisis and some existential crisis. And how he copes with that is having imaginary conversations with the women in his life. And we get to portray all those either imaginary and or real women on stage.
Ah, interesting. And this is a really good, it's a Neil Simon play. So this has got to have been fun to really get into.
Yeah, it has. It's been a lot of fun. It's kind of been a challenge to play the character, how that character actually is, with a touch of how Jake portrays that person. So I guess that's what you could say the challenge of being a ghost is.
Right.
Or being a thought in his imagination. So yeah, it's been fun, but it's been a challenge too.
Yeah, Megan, tell us a little bit about your character. You,
sure.
Like you said, you're kind of a ghost or a figment of of Jake's imagination.
Yeah, so I play Julie, who's Jake's first wife, who died in a car accident several years before the play takes place. And so he kind of thinks up remembering me to try to get him through his current marriage crisis that he's going through with his current wife, Maggie. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
And Kim, what about your role in this one?
I get to play Edith, the analyst, similar to like a psychiatrist. And she's kind of that snarky mother figure. She sort of baits Jake into some arguments to reveal some truths. And she's got a lot of really hilarious moments on stage.
That sounds it. You kind of get to dissect him and get him going and try to work through all of what he's got going on.
Yeah, I don't hold anything back with him. No punches pulled.
Fantastic. And of course, Grand Opera House is where the Peer Players always bring these productions. And the door. Doors open at what time this week?
They open at 7 o'clock each night, and performances are at 7:30 Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week.
And folks can call ahead or stop in ahead and get tickets, right?
Yep, that's right. They can stop into the box office down there at the theater, or they can call 224-7826 to get tickets reserved ahead of time.
Fantastic. So what kind of responses have you gotten after the first weekend?
I think they've been really positive. Definitely, it's a dramatic comedy, so definitely a lot of funny moments. Mixed with some serious stuff too, so it's got those touching moments. You might get a little teary eyed, mixed with the laugh out loud stuff too. So
that's
it's a good mix. Yeah,
you want to run the gamut of the emotions.
That's right.
What if favorite moments for you guys in the play?
Oh, man.
Oh, boy, that's a good one. There's so many to mention. If I can think of anything from my character, it's probably, honestly, the fight scene that I have with Jake. It's a big reveal moment and kind of digs deeper into his psyche of what's really going on. So while it's an intense moment, it is one of my favorite ones.
Excellent. How about you, Megan?
Oh, man. For me, Jake usually calls on my character to give him kind of comfort and reassurance. And kind of throughout the play, he's kind of been hung up on me still. But by the end, that changes. And I help him get through that. So, it's a happy ending. So.
Yeah, it sounds like a great time. So we encourage folks who haven't come out to see it yet, or maybe they want to see it again, to come on out to the Grand Opera House.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you for stopping in this morning. Enjoy the last three runs here and then on to the next one, right?
On to the next. Yeah, there's going to be a children's theater kind of in between the, let's say, more the older cast performances. So, yeah, absolutely. Would love to see you guys this weekend.
Excellent. Well, thank you for stopping in. Always good to have you here.
There's thank you.
Megan and Kim joining us from the Peer Players this morning. We'll continue on and talk bikes after this. 7:33 as we continue on with People in Your Neighborhood this morning. Joining us from the Oahe Wheelman, we've got Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Doing well, loving the sunshine, and I'm sure as the Wheelmen are enjoying this nice weather we're getting too.
It is. It's been kind of a long, bitter spring like everyone knows, but this week is a good reminder. Weather's going to be nice, and it's a great time to get those kids' bikes out of the garage, and we've got something for them to do tomorrow.
That's right. Tomorrow is a bike to school day.
It is. It's National Bike to School Day. And in celebration of that, the Owyhee Wheelmen and American Bank and Trust are partnering up for a kids' bike rodeo tomorrow.
Oh, those are always fun, and you've got some really cool things planned for the kids.
It's a lot of fun. Between 3 and 6, if you come to the American Bank and Trust building down by Hyde Stadium, we've got a number of activities for kids to do on their bikes as well as to get them familiar with their bikes again.
Sure.
in the spring. So they come down, we'll do some quick mechanical checks, make sure everything's safely operating on the bike. We've got some obstacle courses and some skills courses for them to do. We have free helmets for as long as they last, and of course snacks.
Oh, you got to have the snacks.
Yes, absolutely. Snacks, one of the fun parts of those. Everyone enjoys those.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. So everyone's invited. It's a free event. Just come on out.
Yeah, it is free. Runs from 3 to 6, so you've got plenty of time. Hopefully you'll have the kids ride to school, and if it's not close there, bring them down, and it's a lot of fun. I enjoy telling, it's rewarding for us too, I enjoy telling the story, but the last time we did this, we had a ramp set up, not that you would jump, but just a hurdle to
go
overcome.
Up and over, right.
And I had one boy who was not having it at all. He was like, I'm not going to do that. And I finally coaxed him into doing it. He got over that ramp, and he was thrilled. And so he circled back around to do it again and again. And finally you have to go to the next one.
You
now. Gotta
he
try was
the
so
other
pleased
ones.
With himself. But just to see that confidence and
right.
thrill he had riding a bike over an obstacle like that, it's rewarding for us too.
Most definitely. And having the ability to ride your bike to school is great. I unfortunately, when I was a kid, I lived like 7 or 8 miles from the school. But every now and then in the spring, a group of us, we would get up a little early and go ride the bikes regardless. And it's just fun to be able to not have to ride the bus and ride your bike.
Yeah. When I was growing up, I rode my bike almost all the way through junior high. That was just the way I got around town.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm a little older, obviously. But it's a great feeling, and it's become a passion of mine. I mean, that's how you grow a passion for a lifelong activity that's recreational, it's fun, it's good exercise.
Exactly.
So it's a good start to bring them down to the kids' bike rodeo, and we'll enjoy some fun on a bike with them.
Yeah, and that's tomorrow, so don't miss out on that with the kids. But if there are folks out there who just like you say, like to hop on the bike, whether it's for fun or exercise, that's what the Owyhee Wheelmen are all about. And you just had your meeting this spring.
Yeah, we had our annual spring meeting, and our club is for riders of any ability. So if you mm-hmm. like tooling around the neighborhood, going for ice cream, that's great. If you're a hammerhead racer, you're welcome in our club too. It's got a little bit of everything, mountain bikers, road bikers, recreational path riders, everyone is included. And we do activities for all of them. So we not only have these big ride events that we have coming up this summer, but we also do small social rides each week during the summer where they're short rides, it's no drop, so no one gets left behind, and we mm-hmm. just kind of go exploring in different parts of town.
And one thing people may not realize is you help maintain some trails, too. That way, you know, you've got those trails to
Yeah, there's a lot of fun trails in town, including the Lewis and Clark Trail that everyone is familiar with, Laframboy Island. We've got a race coming up.
That's right.
And we also have some mountain bike trails out at the West Shore Recreation Area that we maintain. There's also in development a new one on the east end of town that we're working with the city to develop this year and next.
Oh, great. So, yeah, if you know, like you said, you run the gamut of people who like to ride. So, you know, if you're interested, you can reach out and find out a little bit more about the group.
Yeah, it's real easy. OwyheeWheelmen.com. And that's the plural, M-E-N, OwyheeWheelmen.com. And you'll find information on our events, about our club. Club membership is free. We want it to be as inclusive mm-hmm. for everyone, so there's no financial hurdle for everyone. We just want to share that love of biking with you.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. And like you said, you've got some great events coming up, so people need to kind of keep their eyes open, and we'll have you back to talk about all of that great stuff that's coming up over the summer.
Yeah, I got one more that's happening in a month that I'd like to talk about.
Yeah,
real quick.
Absolutely.
So our local favorite, the Laframboy Island bike race, is coming up on Saturday, June 3rd. And that, while it's a bike race on those trails, as long as your bike is capable of being off-road, doesn't matter if it's a mountain bike or a gravel or a cyclocross, fat bike, doesn't matter, come race it. it's fun and competitive, but mostly fun. So there are four different divisions. It's a lap race. Each lap is about 5.5 miles. So you can enter a 1, 2, 3, or 4 lap race.
Okay.
Depending on what you want. There's right. always prizes. Of course, there's snacks.
Yes.
And you can find information and registration stuff at our website as well for that.
Sounds good. So save that date. What is it again?
Saturday, June 3rd is the Laframboise Island bike race. And then later this summer, of course, we have the Tour de Oahe.
Yes.
And a new one that we've started, a gravel ride down on the National Grassland south of Fort Pierre.
Sounds like fun. And thank you for stopping in this morning. Enjoy this beautiful day and the beautiful week it seems like we're going to have.
Yes, it's gorgeous. So get the bikes out of the garage with the kids. Indeed. Come see us at the Kids Bike Rodeo tomorrow from 3 to 6. At the American Bank and Trust parking lot.
Excellent. Lots of fun ahead for the kids tomorrow. So thank you for stopping in, Mike.
You bet. Thanks so much.
Always good to have you here. There's Mike. If you want to learn more about the Oahe Wheelman, like you said, hop on the Facebook page and get all the details of the events coming up. There is your Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood. It was brought to you by Lee Real Estate.